Welcome to another episode of the Ministry Minute. My name is Jason Murphy. Today I'm sitting down with Chris Pressler, the Director of Operations for Carolina Catholic Radio. Chris, thanks for taking the time to be with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's glad to be here with you, and I'm glad to be able to share this time with you.
Absolutely. I know I've told you before at the men's conference, you got one of the greatest radio voices I've heard. So it's nice to meet you in person and be down here at the studio. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that. It was always my lifelong dream to be in radio.
That's great. Yep. Well, down there below, kind of like the monks, you know, the monks are the power behind the church. They're they've been kind of symbolized. They've been characterized as the lower shipmen on a ship that kind of fuel the furnace and take the coal, and they're shoveling it. Nobody sees that above deck. You know, the above deck, everyone's relaxing and taking a nice cruise, but the monks, they kind of have that that piece of the church where they're praying all the time. Things we don't see, you know, the monks are around the clock, praying and getting up early, doing the divine office. And I think Chris Pressler here, you know, you're kind of like the monks of Carolina Catholic Radio. You know, you're there behind the scenes. No one sees, no one really can appreciate until you get down to the studio and really kind of know all the nitty gritty. So thought it'd be great to let you explain to our listeners kind of what your role is and what goes on behind the scenes to make all this happen.
Well, my official title is the Carolina Catholic Radio Network Director of Operations, and what that means is I produce most of the programs that you hear on Carolina Catholic Radio. I produce and edit them. They'll put them all together, come to the studio a couple of times a week to help out our show hosts to record their programs. And like I said, I produce them and record them, edit them together, and then you get to hear them all over the air on Carolina Catholic Radio. I also have to program all of the programs and spots and promos that you hear on Carolina Catholic Radio streaming on our website and on our app and on the radio. I have to program all that and make sure it goes over the air correctly.
Yeah. So it sounds like some of your history has been with different Christian radio organizations over the past several years. Has it been like that from the start, or were you in other different venues prior to getting to the Christian and then Catholic and broadcasting?
Well, after I got out of high school, I went into the Carolina School of Broadcasting, and I went there for a year to learn radio and TV. The part that I enjoyed most was the radio, because that's what I really wanted to get into, was the radio part of it. And from there, I interned at 104.7 in Charlotte in the promotions department, and then got on with GHB Broadcasting at 106.1 Board Hopping, and then from there, I got on with WCGC in Belmont, and that was a Christian station. They had all kinds of great Christian programming, variety of Christian programming, live and recorded, and I was the man that kept the station going at that time, putting on all the live broadcasts, recorded programs, keeping everything going there in Belmont, as I do now for Carolina Catholic Radio.
That's exciting. So it's funny how God has kind of navigated you and kept you in that Christian kind of area there. I'm sure right. Over the years you get to edit and listen to so much content. How does that help your faith walk? Does that help keep you going well?
It does. I've learned a lot through my years in Christian radio about the, you know, different religions and different faiths, and I really learned a lot, and it's helped me in my religious walk and in my faith too.
That's great. Yeah, so much great content here, especially on Carolina Catholic Radio, and yeah. Of course you hear a lot coming through because we bring in a lot of EWTN content. And right. I know we're growing, and more shows are being added here locally, and from what I'm hearing is Carolina Catholic Radio is actually in some of the top content across the nation of Catholic broadcasting with our local shows. What do you know about that?
Right, and you have a great show too, by the way, The Obligation.
Oh, yeah,
on every Friday.
That's
do
right.
A great job with that show.
Thank you.
Plus the Ministry Minute.
That's right. Yeah, we like to get in and dig and find out who's out there, and I think this is a super important ministry here. You know, keeping Catholic Catholic radio relevant and on the air. Right now, we're just online, but I know we're working towards getting the tower back up and getting that AM side back up.
Now, there's a lot of people out there that miss hearing the radio frequency and being able to turn on 1270 AM, but hopefully we'll be able to get that back up and running soon so that folks can listen through the radio. But in the meantime, they can listen on our website, CarolinaCatholicRadio.org, and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app. And when you visit the app or the website, make sure to hit that Donate Now button, because every little bit helps to keep Carolina Catholic Radio on the air and streaming.
Absolutely. Man, a guy that's always working, Chris Pressler.
And I'll be on with John Acquaviva to do Faith and Sport. That's one of the things I get to do with Carolina Catholic Radio. I have a lot of fun doing Faith and Sport with John, because we get to talk faith and we get to talk sport and just have an hour of fun doing that show.
That's a great show. A lot of fun on there. You guys have a lot of fun. A lot of good guests, it sounds like. A lot of good content.
Yeah,
I look forward to hearing Dr. John Acquaviva is going to be at the men's conference speaking to us coming up in March. And you guys are a big help. Our relationship with Carolina Catholic Radio over the last couple of years has been amazing. We've been able to live broadcast. Now we've got, John Acquaviva was the master of ceremonies last year, and he's actually going to be one of our keynotes.
Yeah, I always enjoyed that, too, being out there with John and Ed Billick. He's a great guy, too.
Best voice this side of the Mississippi, man. I love it.
Yeah.
That's great. Chris, tell us a little bit, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Charlotte.
Oh, wow. Actually, one of the few. Man, not many of you guys around.
Yep, I'm originally from Charlotte, but I live in the Belmont area, actually in Mount Holly.
Okay.
And like I was saying, WCGC originates, the signal and everything originates from Belmont, and that's where the studio had been when I first started working there. And I really enjoyed working there. Like I said, I handled all the programs that we aired there. We had live programs. We had church groups that would come in and do live shows from the studios there. And then we also had recorded programs that I had to record and produce.
Okay.
And I had a couple of shows of my own. I had a weekly gospel music program. I did an hour of gospel music each day at noontime. And then Sunday nights, I did a local bluegrass show.
Nice.
And that became very popular while I was on that. I did that for about 5 years there in Belmont. And my show got to be really popular with all the local people and bluegrass people.
Very neat. Very neat.
Yeah.
That's definitely some good music there, some local roots music. But yeah, speaking of Belmont, you know, so many things coming out of Belmont. You know, looking back and how the radio station developed through Belmont. But if you look even to the very roots of Catholicism, they started in Belmont.
Right.
The monks of Belmont Abbey really brought Catholicism to the area. And from there, now we have full circle, and we have a new seminary that's built, and we've got a new thriving seminary with over 40 seminarians growing and producing priests, and now we've got Carolina Catholic Radio coming out of Belmont, so definitely a hotbed of Catholicism, and it continues to play true today, so great area, lots of history, and especially Catholic history coming out of there.
That's right, and I just hope Carolina Catholic Radio can continue to flourish and grow here in the Charlotte area. And I know that our founder, David Papandrea, hopes that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's very, very interested in getting that thing, very, very motivated, very confident. We're going to get that back up and running and keep this Catholic content on the air. Super excited about it. I'm glad to be a part of it. It's something I would have kind of turned my nose up at a couple years ago, and I started to become a believer myself. And so just here, sitting here right now, that's kind of a testimony of my belief in it.
Yeah, and I'm really grateful to David for taking me on as part of the Carolina Catholic Radio team. It was kind of a transition to go from working at the old studio, and now I do it pretty much, all my work from home, from my home computer, putting all the programs together and programming everything, except for the 2 days I come here to the studio to record and produce shows.
Yeah, a lot of magic goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I know just from starting to kind of edit and produce my own show, working with the limited software and ability I have, there's a lot to it and a lot going on, especially if I'm throwing an episode at you a few hours before it's supposed to go on the air, and you've got days and weeks of schedules to try to work in. So definitely a lot of work there and a lot of attention to detail.
Right, and in addition to what I already do, already have taken on the job of uploading all of our shows to several podcasting websites for our website and other podcasting websites and to YouTube. So every time you or anyone else records a new show for Carolina Catholic Radio, I upload those to all the podcasting sites and to YouTube so that we get more people listening that way as well.
Yeah, so it's evolved and grown over the years. It's not just radio. There's a lot more going into it to get the word out, for sure. I'm sure you've seen that. Just as complex as radio is on its own, and adding these other platforms on top, it's a lot going into it.
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're out of time for the Ministry Minute. Super excited to be able to finally sit down at the studio. Man, I feel like a celebrity back here. I'm excited. I'm going to have to come back and see you, and we'll have to do something here down at the studio soon.
Yeah, it's been fun, Jason. I appreciate you having me on the Ministry Minute, and I'm glad to be able to do this with you. I really enjoyed it, and you know, one of our engineers that works for the station, been working for us for many years, he told me one time, and I still find it true, he said, once you get radio in your blood, you can't get it out, and I found that to be true.
I'm catching the bug. It's been a pleasure. I'm glad everyone got to kind of hear from the quiet little monk who keeps it all going and keeps the big ship sailing. So we appreciate you coming on the air, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Well, thank you.
Well, for the Ministry Minute, my name is Jason Murphy. Thank you guys for tuning in. God bless, and Estovir.